Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, it's Jack from Cultaholic.com, joined by Ross and just an elated Matthew giggling away there. What's so funny, Matthew? Share with the class.
It was just Jack, and hopefully this will be in the video, Jack getting ready going, oh, I'm presenting, am I? Okay.
No. Joined by Ross and Matthew, and it's very exciting today because, as Ross has been saying all week, it's nearly time for the biggest party of the summer that you'll never see coming. SummerSlam 2020.
Whoa!
I know.
Didn't see it coming.
This is our pitches video. 9 pitches for SummerSlam 2020. We're going to go around in a circle. It's going to be Ross, Matthew, me, Ross, Matthew, me, Ross, Matthew, me. And then in real life, we're going to shoot record the podcast straight after this. So it's going to be, it's a packed schedule, but I couldn't be happier to be sharing it with you too. Any thoughts before we begin? Ross.
About life in general? It's nice to see the weather getting a bit more hot. It's been a dreary few days here in Newcastle upon Tyne. I have to apologise because I necked a whole box of sangria doing my predictions earlier today. So my mouth, which doesn't work anyway, is even more impaired because of lots of lovely Tesco sangria.
I didn't realise you were pissed doing this?
Yeah, it sort of hit me over the last half an hour or so. So we'll see how this goes. Matthew, how are you feeling today?
Like death warmed up, but that's normal for me. So it's good news for the people watching.
Good. Right. Without any further ado, let's begin with the first pitch from... Wait a minute, Matthew. What are you laughing at now? Is it when I do presenting? Is it like when you see someone you know at work? Like when you see your mate in Marks and Spencer's? You're like, way, look at it.
Yeah, look at him pretending to be a real person. Yeah, it's pretty much that.
I reckon it's because Matthew just poured his heart out there, said he was death warmed up. He wanted to see a bit of concern from you, Jack.
And I was like, right. It off.
Yeah, I'm doing really badly now. Oh, that's great. Moving on.
Are you all right, Matthew?
No, I'm fine, mate. Thank you for
asking. Okay, that's good. We'll begin with Ross's pitch number one.
I'm going straight to Mandy versus Sonya. I want to see Sonya Deville obliterate Mandy Rose like Brock Lesnar did to John Cena all those years ago. It looks like Sonya is going to win with aplomb. One of my favourite words in the dictionary, that. Aplomb. But no, Mandy's dead on the floor. Sonya sees the clippers and she's there looking at the clippers. She puts the clippers down. Then she cuts a promo about how Mandy can keep her shorter locks. Apparently her soccer mom locks, that's what they're known as now, with that T-shirt on the shop. Whatever that means, I've got no idea. She can keep those locks because in Sonya's opinion, that's all Mandy has. But I'm going to take things one further because I'm Sonya Deville and I'm a badass. And Sonya just takes the clippers to her own head and shaves it right down to the skin. Sonya Deville has lost the plot. Sonya Deville shaves off all of her hair. She's doing all the psychotic motions she's been doing from time to time over the past couple of months. It's just ever since this hair versus hair stipulation's been announced, I want to see the visual of Sonya Deville with the gimmick, with the sort of mannerisms that have been getting more and more psychotic as the months have been going on in this feud with Mandy Rose. The fighting style, the whole package, I think, would be made so much more with a bald head. And I think that would be made even more badass and psychotic and all those words if Sonya was to do it herself. She beats up Mandy, leaves her a mess on the floor. She takes the clippers to her head herself. I think that would be very emphatic. Sends the right message, completes the look, the package that is Sonya Deville, the MMA fighting lady. And we go from there. I think that is women's championship material. Sonya Deville with a massive baldy head that she did by herself because she couldn't give a toss. She couldn't give a cow. All that malarkey. So it's going from Jazz, really. Remember when Jazz rocked up in AEW and had that bald head and she looked incredible and looked scary? I'd like to see that look on Sonya Deville. I think it would work. There is my pitch.
It's so good, Ross. It's such a good start.
End of show there and then, man. That's it. Peaked.
I couldn't book it better myself. And they won't. I mean, they probably won't do that. They'll just have Mandy win and humiliate Sonya. But
yeah, that's that. Just what's happened recently. I think Sonya's defeated Mandy twice on SmackDown, with once with Ziggler as well. Obviously, she's lopped off some of Mandy's hair to begin with. So all the odds are stacked against Sonya. But I think that would be really effective if Sonya was to do it by herself and then go forward for however long with a properly shaved head. I think it would be an incredible look for her.
Do heels ever win hair versus hair matches, Matthew?
Off the top of my head, I can't think of any.
I can't either.
There's not many for women. I remember the Molly Holly,
yeah,
WrestleMania, because she's really eager to get on the card and went, yeah, I'll lose my hair, it's fine. And TNA did it once. And it's one of those triple deluxe impact specials where it was a battle royale first and the remaining two people had a ladder match, I believe, and then the person who didn't win got their head shaved and the crowd hated it as the bad woman got their head shaved. So it's you got to be careful with how you do it. And I was surprised when the WWE announced this because I go, you know, the sight of seeing getting their head shaved bald, especially women, who's not, you know, men get away with being bald if they like, it's all right. But women, it's like, oh, that's a distinctive look. So Ross has done a great job there because, one, they're delivering the stipulation, so no fibbing. And two, aha, I'm doing it myself. That's going to add to a character, make her crazy, and build going forward.
I think
Ross,
she'd also look,
you are wasted on Cultaholic.
Yeah,
you're still here.
You're
literally wasted on Cultaholic right now. But
you should be Brucey P's understudy in
Shane McMahon.
Or Shane McMahon's understudy. Oh, yeah,
he could be Baby P.
Oh my God, no!
Anyway, what do you think, Jack?
Oh, it's a yes from me wholeheartedly. Very, very good pitch. Maybe Ross's best pitch ever that I can think of. It's a very strong
one
to start
the video.
It's
absolutely not. George and the cage and the chips, that's the one we need to see come to fruition still. I'm still waiting
because,
for that to happen.
No, that inspired a whole load of... I think Sam took a bit of inspiration from that and started doing every outlandish pitch under the sun because he wanted to recapture the magic of George as chips.
Wait, so it's striking the balance here on the pitches. This doesn't normally go for two serious, one silly. That's my makeup today is two serious, one silly. You got to keep all the different sort of our audiences happy. Some people tune into this for some serious wrestling discussion I've learned over the past couple of years, which I find fascinating.
I'll be honest,
we're a bunch of dicks, aren't we? Just a bunch of fans who've looked out and got cameras and that's it.
I'll be honest, I've got one serious, one silly, and then one middle, one sports entertainment. So, I don't know. But anyway, Matthew,
can have your... Because Ross is right. Sorry, I had to be in a talk over you.
No, it's all right.
Ross is right. You know, the people on watching these shows do expect serious stuff. So I've realised this when I've just done silly bollocks. But then I've realised that and gone, it's all right, I'll do one silly bollocks and some serious ones. And it turns out what my definition of serious is not the same as everybody else's. So it just looks like silly blocks all the way through. Now that Ross has done that fantastic night out there, which was a go for me, by the way. I don't know why I forgot to do that voting bit, but maybe it went without saying.
We didn't do the catchphrase, did we?
Oh, no.
Oh, start the video again.
No,
I'm not
we'll
redoing that take. We'll just do it now.
We'll just do it now. It's
a cold opening.
Let's do this as the cold. Hang on. And then we'll keep this in the original bit as well. But Richard can transpose this bit.
Yeah, listen in, Richard. Listen in. We've got directions here.
We're going to have to really...
Richard's like, no, I'm not doing any of this.
We're going to have to really go for it now because it's the cold open. Right, I'm going to do a bit of a dramatic. Okay. But everyone, it's not what you think is going to happen. It's what you want to happen. Come on. Pitches is back. Pitches is back. We're back, pitchers.
The eckies are kicking in.
I dabbed so hard. The earthquake that has happened around the east end of Newcastle has knocked the poster off Matthew's wall.
So that's the cold.
Yeah,
that's
calm
the
down,
cold
Ross,
open. That can and Richard, can you make that cold open in black and white as well with music behind it, just to make it so dramatic? Everyone will desperately want to watch the video. Right. Anyway, Matthew. Your second pitch, please. First pitch, please. God. Sorry, I'm all in pieces.
After this night out that Ross has just given us and your cold open, this is the This is the kebab and the long walk home by the self, really. I'll go the serious one to begin with, after Ross did that up. Asuka is taking on Sasha Banks and Bayley for both the Raw and SmackDown women's titles.
Bollocks, this is one of mine, go on.
I know, sorry. Thought getting there quick. I think to help the storyline, it's a nice and simple one, not too complicated, but I think helping in the show that actually pay attention to the product and want serious stuff to happen. Asuka should defeat Bayley, but with help from Sasha Banks. And then when Banks is taken on Asuka later on, she should have the advantage, but Asuka's so good. Bayley's on the way to the ring to help her, but Lacey Evans is there. Oh, you just missed her. She was just there in the crowd. Honest Banks. Oh, 1, 2, 3. Oh, you've been rolled up. You've lost your title. Oh, that's really... No, Lacey Evans was... Alexa Bliss was distracting me. The Fabulous Moolah was... her spirit still haunts this arena, you know. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. And that can keep on going, the feud that will probably still be building and building and building by the time 2023 kicks in.
It's all gone wrong, because that was pretty much my pitch.
In fairness, though, Jack, this isn't exactly reinventing the wheel. I think a lot of people have got this in mind.
I went for the obvious. While you explain this a little bit further, I'll just think of a new one right now. So
that's good. You're good at ad-libbing. Explaining it. Well, the reason for it, this is, I think Asuka needs to get some retribution on these two who've been dominating Raw and probably
retribution.
Oh, no, oh, no, I said the magic word. Oh, no, dogs.
We never saw it coming. They might be in here.
The bastards took me poster down. they need to get something because they've been dominating every week and doing all this and that. She needs to get something. She's lost a tag partner. She needs to have something where it's set up her versus them in a singles, or maybe when Bayley and Banks are finally having their blow-off, then Asuka can go deal with something else, like Raw Underground's finest Shayna Baszler, and also helps that feud. The Banks Bayley thing, that maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. Maybe Banks will just forgive her and go, that's all right. Who knows? Keep on watching the product. And that's as simple as that. Your thoughts, Ross?
Oh, go on.
Yeah, I'm very much on board, because I'm sick of doing predictions video here in this illustrious YouTube channel and going, this is it. This is the event where the turn is finally going to happen. So I would like to see it happen. And I think it will happen after that little throwaway line where Bayley was like, you know, when Asuka had the match against Bayley and the stipulation was if Asuka won, she got the shot at Sasha. Bayley was like, oh, when I finally wrestle a match where something matters that's on the line, my SmackDown women's title, then I'll try and then I'll win. So yes, I'm very much on board.
I reckon that it's a yes from me as well, by the way, because it was similar to mine. And it seems to be, just from reading the internet, seems to be the thing that everyone wants to happen as well. So if it doesn't, then it's going to kick off a bit. But it's a yes from me.
It's not about
too.
What they want to happen.
Yeah, it's what they think. No, wait. It's the other way around. Oh,
it's
you,
what they need to happen.
What are you like?
But thank you. Well done, Jack, for you being an honourable guy and giving me the like, even though you thought the same thing. Unless a person would go, no, Matthew, that's horrible. Why would you think that?
I'm going to go with... Well, no, sorry, it's not my turn yet. I'm going to give it a yes.
It is.
And I'm going to also throw out there that I think that the turn will actually finally happen at Payback, when I think they'll lose, because we know they're defending the tag belts there, and I think that's where it'll all blow up. But who knows? As Ross says, it could be, and as you said as well, it could still be going on 10 years down the line. They might finally turn on each other when they're both being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
I mean, right now it's a good thing to have during the lockdown period we're going through. These two are going to be on both brands. They're safe, they're durable, they're very good. So it's almost like they're checking, like, are we okay to have more people coming in? No? Guess who has the title for a few more months?
Right. My first pitch involves retribution. This is my sports entertainment-y one, when I said I had one silly, one serious, and one sports entertainment-y. So just before the main event, we're going to have Vince McMahon head to the ring with Shane O'Mac and say, right, look, I'm doing it now, Brucey P. You get out here right now. You're about to get fired. That's not how Vince fires people. I'm just paraphrasing. He obviously will do it more Vince. Like, imagine if he just went, you're about to get fired. That was his catchphrase. Once we get the paperwork done. And then he's going to officially hand Raw over to his son. And everyone's like, boo, because we love brother love, I suppose. Shane's dancing and doing all his thing. And then retribution hit, and the lights flicker, and they're in the ring, and they're beating up the commentators and the cameramen and everything. Vince, somehow we need him to avoid getting hit because we can't have Vince getting hit. But Shane gets absolutely destroyed. Shane gets absolutely decimated by Retribution. And then two sort of leaders of Retribution become apparent in the middle of the ring and they unmask. One of them unmasks first. It's Big Eric Bischoff. And the other one unmasks and it's Paul Heyman. And they've returned to take control of Raw and SmackDown. They divvy it up. One's got Raw, one's got SmackDown. And we'll see where it goes from there heading into Survivor Series, everyone. That's my pitch. Oh, emotional.
Seeing where it goes. So if Bischoff and Heyman are involved, it's going to go bankruptcy.
Well, but okay, they're back, I mean, and better than ever. And this time, together.
So are Paul and Eric laying the beat down on Shane McMahon?
No, no, they get their minions to do that. Unless you think that's better.
That's all, it is better. Yeah. Do I want to see Paul Heyman taking the best wrestler in the world to school? Yes, I do.
Crying fighting Eric Bischoff.
Yes. Oh, yeah, he was. And Shane beat him once. So it'd be nice for Bischoff to get some revenge.
It's a SummerSlam tie-in. It happened at SummerSlam 1 year, yeah, didn't it? Shane O'Mac versus Bischoff.
It did. Shane pinned him after an elbow drop through the announce table.
Was it 04?
Can't exactly remember.
05, I think.
Right.
Don't quote me. I don't know what I'm talking about. But there's some good points there. The whole Shane McMahon gets beat up thing. I'm definitely pro that. I don't think the name value of Eric Bischoff and Paul Heyman is going to mean much to people now. It's Yes, Heyman and Bischoff have their cults. I think Heyman has more cult people following and believing everything he says. Bischoff, less so because he's associated as much with the failure of WCW as the success, which isn't very fair. But as I'm saying that, I'm realizing that WWE puts way, way higher value on people who did stuff in the 90s than anybody else. Uh-huh. So what am I talking about? Of course, that's a great idea, Jack. That is entirely sports entertainment-y.
Cheers.
Good point. I like it.
My only drawback, I'd say, is that we're just going back to the way things were a little while ago when it was Heyman and Bischoff. And yeah, but you know.
It's good that one time Bischoff did the podcast about his run in WWE, and he's called it 83 Days.
So is that a yes from you, Matthew?
I go on then. It's a yes.
And Ross?
I'm going to give you a half yes and a half no. I'm going to give you a yo and a ness. Yes, because it's Retribution and all of that stuff coming to an end. Every single time it happens now, you just cringe what they're doing. And they've made a mess because, whoa, what's that, an earthquake?
It's T-Rex upstairs or something?
It's Retribution.
Retribution.
And watching what they were doing, like on SmackDown last week, where they made Kayla Braxton cry backstage and they locked someone in the box while they were having a poo. And then you come on Raw this week and then they do the bit in the first segment and then nothing else. So they did loads of big things and then followed up when out. It's a load of cringy crap. The sooner it ends, the better. So on that respect, yes. But on the other hand, I'm very much gagging. And I mean gagging, frothing at the mouth I am, to see Samoa Joe as an authority figure on Monday Night Raw. So that part of it, I'm going to say no, just because I want Samoa Joe.
Fair enough.
So I like that, though, quickly. You said that Retribution have done really one big thing and then lots of nothing else. Perfect for Heyman and Bischoff. So well done there to 1.5 there for
Jack.
Yeah,
that'll do. One and a half. It. Ross, what is your second pitch?
So I think we're all resigned. And I say resigned because I'm resigned to it happening. The Fiend becoming Universal Champion once again, even though he doesn't need that title and shouldn't be involved in the title picture for a while now because he needs to lose the thing eventually. And how he loses it this time is even scarier potentially to how he lost it the first time to Goldberg in Saudi Arabia. But to get there, I think we need to add another layer to his character. I think Bray... Because people have been saying we saw a double turn on last week's SmackDown. We saw Braun Strowman turn heel because he's thrown Alexa around doing gorilla presses. And we saw The Fiend turn more face than already was because he was sort of standing there protecting Alexa from Braun Strowman. I don't think that's the case. I think Braun Strowman, yes, he's turned heel because that's what The Fiend wanted. He's got inside Braun Strowman's head and he's sort of taken Braun's hair away from the inside out. But The Fiend is still very much a heel because he's just manipulating Alexa Bliss to have her align with him. So I think we're going to get to the closing stages of the match on Sunday. Braun Strowman is handing Bray Wyatt, or The Fiend, his arse. It looks like Braun Strowman's finally going to do it and conquer his biggest fear and all that malarkey. The lights go out. And as we all know, we're in the Thunderdome now. So there's in the crowd, we've got all those LED boards surrounding where the seats are. On those screens appears Alexa Bliss, the Alexa Bliss that we saw at the Old Swamp when she was in that thing with the veil and all that malarkey. And then I don't know what she might say, but she says something to distract Braun Strowman. And all of a sudden you look up, because I don't know if you've seen the Thunderdome design. It looks like the opening to SmackDown when they have the thing and then the thing's closing in. Alexa Bliss is somehow on top of there. This is outlandish, I know. This is it. And she descends. She descends.
What a ride! Oh, my God.
Vince McMahon from 1996 comes on trotting her. She descends. Obviously, this makes sense in my mind because, as we saw last year, Bray Wyatt can't take control of WWE production. What Retribution were doing on SmackDown last week, Bray Wyatt was doing this time last year. So Alexa Bliss descends after she said something on the Thunderdome trons. She descends from the rafters and then she just fires some sort of bazooka into the face of Braun Strowman. That is how the Fiend, I know it might sound silly, but she does something devastating to Braun Strowman. Something that leaves a lasting effect. Maybe singes his beard off this time so he comes back looking funny like Snitsky. But the conclusion of it is the Fiend wins via Alexa Bliss. And then we see the debut of a new character as Alexa Bliss reveals herself to be Twisted Bliss, and she is now aligned with The Fiend, and they're now a partnership going forward. Alexa Bliss has got a new gimmick. We still think it's Alexa Bliss, but it's a new shade. She's Twisted Bliss. She's dirty, you know, proverbial Bliss. And she's aligned with The Fiend, and that's my pitch. Because of manipulation and all that dirty stuff that The Fiend likes to do. Power. Okay. Whoa. Bazookas.
Mm. Yeah, I like it. I think it's good.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, you're good.
I was going to just say, I think it's a second yes from me, but now you go. Go on.
I like the bit where Alexa Bliss, can take on the entirety of Retribution. Now she's got this bazooka and these LED screens and all that. That's good.
Oh, no, I forgot the bazooka. But anyway, I've said
I
yes
I don't
now.
Like the fact that this is probably going to happen. And it's a mixed bag because Strowman has been crap. The Fiend has been crap. But because of the era we're in, we're going to be having a lot more cinematic, silly bugger matches. So The Fiend probably should have that title. So I don't like it, but I'll give you half a yes because it's probably going to happen.
One thing against it, I think, is how horny the internet are going to be for goth Alexa Bliss. And I'm just concerned about the state of Twitter when it happens.
Yeah.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Dirty man. Yeah. Dirty.
Is it going to be like when Trish Stratus was teasing Bubba with those table bits, but like, oh, Braun, I just love swamps. You got to keep your swamp dirty and filthy.
You know,
Braun's looking and he had like the wolf eyes like in Tex Avery cartoons. He's just like...
You know, she sometimes dresses as like Buzz Lightyear or whatever. She should just come out as Shrek.
Shrek.
Not even like a flattering Shrek, just like a sack of like spuds on her and a mask. Yeah.
I just love onions, prawn. Layers.
This is my swamp prawn. Doing a horrible Scottish accent.
Oh, she can get Nikki to do the voice. It all comes together.
Yes.
Lovely. Matthew, how do we follow that? But can you try it with your second pitch, please?
I'm going to try my best, but you know. Okay. Raw 2 weeks ago. Randy Orton punted Ric Flair. Raw 1 week ago, Randy Orton punted HBK. Because of these legends that Drew McIntyre has spent literally minutes of his life looking up to, I think to use the Thunderdome that they're hyping up, that Randy Orton, because we've already established he has magic powers, like most of the roster now in WWE, whatever, because the lights went off when he punted Ric Flair. He hit him that hard, the lecky bill failed. I think with the power of the Thunderdome, that whenever Drew has the advantage on Randy, and because he's bigger than him, that will be every 5 minutes, Randy Orton should use his magic RKO powers to make someone that Drew McIntyre used to watch on TV appear, so Randy Orton can punt him. And Drew goes, no, and then he gets a bit work on him. Randy Orton can hit that really fearsome chin lock he's been practicing. So, again, we've had Flair, we've had Shawn Michaels. It's a bit awkward because there's not many on the same level as that. I think the first one should be grumpy Bret Hart from circa 2010 with the grey hair and not going to smile no matter how much money you put in front of him. Drew McIntyre has a great affinity for him, SummerSlam 92. So, like, no! So Randy Orton punts that. And then the next thing should be Rory McAllister of the Highlanders, because Drew McIntyre obviously locked up to him when he was watching him back home on Sky box office. And then they just give up and realise, well, we can't really pay for everybody's likeness. And then it starts being Neil Buchanan from Art Attack.
What?
So obviously definitely going to be a hero for Drew McIntyre. He's roughly the same age as me, so definitely Neil Buchanan would definitely turn him, got him to turn his head and get distracted and Randy Orton punt him. And he keep on going through until there's no more TV screens. And eventually Randy Orton just goes, look at that, and then kicks him anyway.
No!
That's it. So Randy Orton beating Drew McIntyre, using the Thunderdome, so Randy Orton can punt kick every single hero that Drew McIntyre has ever looked up to.
It's the inverse of rest. Oh, wait one sec. I think Ross is frozen.
Oh, I'm glad he's frozen. I thought he was
there
just
he is,
like...
he's back.
I thought he was just stood there like this, like...
just
this
unamused.
Crap. This is crap. He probably was, but...
It's kind
no,
of
no, no, don't do it again.
Wait.
Yeah, I've done it again. Right.
He actually has done it again. How did you do that? Is he
what?
Magic? It's actually happened again.
Yeah, you know, you've worked yourself
you've
into a shoot.
It. Oh. How did that happen?
What a jabroni mark I am, eh? Working myself
that will
into
be
a
the
shoot.
Face that appears to distract, because obviously Drew McIntyre, big fan of Ross.
He does follow me on Twitter, you know. It's weird.
Oh,
it's
there
a weird
you go.
Life. There you go.
Randy Orton go, oh yeah, you're beating me. Well, what about this? Grumpy Ross listening to Matthew's pitch, and then Drew will be like, no, that was a great pitch, and then Randy, you'll kick him.
Have I unfrozen?
You haven't unfrozen.
Bloody
like, Walt
hell.
Disney right now.
My connection's absolutely perfect here. You're all moving. Oh no, Jack's frozen now for me.
No, it was just a bit of banter, lads.
God, I told you I'm a jabroni, Mark.
Right. That damn retribution.
Right. Oh God. Anyway.
What a great pitches video.
Aye.
Okay, great. Ross, don't do anything if you give it a thumbs up. There we go. All right, Jack, what have you got?
I'm saying no, unfortunately, Matthew, because it reminds me a lot of Wyatt versus Orton from WrestleMania 33 with the insects on the screen, but except Orton's playing the Wyatt role and Drew is playing the Orton role.
Don't compare Neil Buchanan to insects. What a guy that is.
Especially, well, he isn't in metal music, so he might be a maggot because Slipknot fans. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I've totally lost my own train of thought. Ross is back. He's back.
I'm back. Right.
And better
Hello.
Than ever. But when you said he hits him with his finisher anyway, to me that was a little bit like when Orton just hit the RKO anyway and won in the Orlando.
Yeah, I should have wrote that out better, Dome. To be honest with you. I should have ended with the Buchanan, but that's on the agent for that match's fault.
Right, right.
The idea was good.
We've got one yes and one no for that one.
That's right. Oh, Ross's silence spoke better than anything you could ever say.
It's my turn. It's the one that I've just come up with. So I feel like this card is quite a lot. There's quite a lot of stuff on it, isn't there? Quite a lot of shenanigans-based stuff. Seth and Dom, Alexa, and usually we'd be looking at like Alexa's match, not Alexa, Asuka's matches with Sasha and Bayley to be like the work rate matches. But that's got a lot of potential for shenanigans. Drew and Orton might be all right, but again, shenanigans afoot. So I think what we need is a work rate match on the show. I know I just hate to be boring, but I've got a way to make it a bit exciting. So we don't know yet what's going on with AJ Styles. The rumor is Styles and Hardy, I believe, because Styles doesn't think anyone's worthy of facing him for the IC belt. I'm guessing this week on SmackDown, Jeff will be confirmed as his opponent. He'll probably throw a vat of mucus in his face or something, because that's what Jeff does these days. But I think that it would be really good if it seems like Jeff's going to fight him. It's all set up for him and Jeff. And then at the start of the match, like in WXW, Matthew, on night two of that thing you went to when Desus matches down three-way dance, it's bloody Sami Zayn, here he comes, and they have a match. Jeff crashes and burns early on through like the announce table or something, and then we get AJ and Sami just pew-pew-pew-pew-pew. And then Sami wins the belt that he never lost. And that's my bloody... There you go. Got very excited there, actually, at the thought of Sami Zayn.
You did. Your passion showed through, which I think is the best quality about you, Jack.
He's one of my faves. Love him. It's great. Yeah. What do we think?
I'll go with a yes, just because of how passionate you were, to be honest with you. I don't care because I've not been watching SmackDown. I did know that the former Abyss did show up on there, and that's cool. If maybe he's the new manager for AJ Styles. It says somebody gives out free leaflets saying maybe the earth is flat. I'm just saying there's some theories you should look into. I don't know. So, yeah. Yeah, you know what? I like you. Thumbs up. Ross, thank what do you think?
Yeah, as long as Sami Zayn is completely fine with coming back to work and he's not being forced. Yeah, I would like to see a proper work rate match, brother, between AJ Styles and Sami Zayn. Because while the WrestleMania match, it was a story that was told. It wasn't, you know, as what they might be capable of. So, yeah. Do you remember when Sami just ran away for like half an hour and then they was that what happened at WrestleMania?
Pretty much. And then he kicked him and won. Yeah.
Kicked him and won, yeah.
So, are you a bit closer to the mic there now? There.
Am I?
Got a wee bit louder.
Bloody hell. I'll move it a bit.
There you go. There you go.
Is that the sweet spot, is it?
I think
you
got to
do the Roman Reigns throwing up the beer. That's a microphone technique for your dear viewer. If you don't know, throw up the beers. That's how far you stay away.
Loser buys the beers. Oh, I've just dropped that bulldog clip I was farting about with. Right, anyway, it's now Ross's turn for pitch number three.
I'm going to Seth Rollins versus Dominic Mysterio. I can't wait for this match. This is my most anticipated match of the weekend just because of how good Dom is. Bloody hell. Anyway, I just lost the train of thought there. Rollins, as we know, it's a street fight, so anything can happen in this match. We're not going to a street, though. We're just staying within the confines of the Thunderdome. Maybe they can put some streets on the boards. I've got no idea. But Seth Rollins goes to use a ladder during the course of this match. And then, for some reason, you hear a faint, distant cry of, "I'm your pappy, S.A."
No. Oh.
"I'm your pappy, S.A." And the ladder starts to shake while in Seth Rollins' grasp. So much that Seth Rollins, who was in control of the match at this point, is forced to drop the ladder. It is shaking that much. A confused Seth Rollins is looking around thinking, "What the hell is going on here?" "What the hell is going on here?" And when the camera pans, the sangria is kicking in now wonderfully. The camera pans around, is that the right term? I've got no idea. You see Dominic Mysterio, who is seen looking to the heavens saying, "Thank you, biological father Eddie Guerrero." And that is where the go home stretch of my I'm speaking into a vacuum here, quite literally. It's very disconcerting. Please come back, friends. I've got no friends in real life. At least I've got some at work. Dominic can be seen saying, "I've done that bit, Ross. Move on to the next bit." The ladder then uprights. It's there, stood behind Seth Rollins, who's looking around going, "What the hell's happened here?" And then for some reason, the camera looks at the bottom of the ladder. The ladder now has wrestling boots on. The laces of the boots can now be seen untying. Rollins tries to pick up the ladder once again, but somehow, someway, the ladder rolls up Seth Rollins with a pinfall. Dom then latches on and gets the pinfall for himself, and that's how Dominic wins. So the ladder is obviously Eddie Guerrero, the spirit of Eddie, who is, of course, the actual biological father of Dom, and he helps Dom win the match on Ray's behalf. Because despite that fallout, Ray and Eddie, they still get along.
So, obviously, it's a no from me, first of all. Now,
why?
But imagine if that somehow, first of all, and also the amount of special effects, how would they, I mean, they've got time.
I mean, as we're sat here now, we're doing this on Thursday, there's no cinematic match announced for the show. No match where you think, wow, that's going to be a cinematic match. And just because it's WWE, even though I believe, you know, once or twice a year, that's all you need for cinematic matches, I reckon they're going to try and do one. So I'm banking on it being this one. And a ladder bringing the spirit of Eddie Guerrero back to life is the special effect I'm looking for here.
And also, my other point was, if they actually did that, can you imagine Twitter? Can you imagine just... Everyone would just be like, what?
I mean, we saw Braun Strowman die at the end of the last pay-per-view and he came back. We've seen AJ Styles get buried alive, he came back.
It's not quite the same.
Well, it's all silly bollocks, isn't it?
Matthew.
Are you done?
No, I'm not done. I'm passionate about this one. In fact, I am done. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Don't get done. Get Dom to win.
Thank you for...
Oh.
Retribution's back again.
Oh, no. Thank you for... doing such a bad pitch that you're making me and Jack look good. You're such a team player, Ross. That's what I like about you. Ooh, bloody hell, though. Ooh. Eddie Guerrero back as the love-matic grandpa, but a ladder that shakes around. What if they kept it a thing? What if every Roy is like, I don't know what to do. Let me talk to the spirit of my dead dad who's in this ladder.
Because it was...
Start shaking. Essay. Distract the referee, then hit him in the dick. Oh, thanks. Thanks, Dad, the ladder.
That's it's long-term storytelling. We're going back to WrestleMania. Sorry, we're going back to SummerSlam 2005 here. It's long-term storytelling. It's no sillier than Braun Strowman dying. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, it is. It is sillier than that.
How?
It is. Strowman could have swam out, maybe.
He didn't know he drowned. There was an air bubble.
He's got a tremendous lung capacity.
He got better.
Someone saved him, I don't know.
You know what? I'll give it a yes because WWE Creative watches this. We've seen some of the ideas we've said. Yeah, you know what? Wrestling's horrible right now. Wrestling's basically crap. So just go all out. Turn to a trauma film marathon. Have a ladder with the spirit of Eddie Guerrero.
I can't agree, but...
As a regular character.
Okay. Oh, lads, my fringe is just messing up. What is going on here?
You're supposed to be the sensible one, Ross.
What? Whoa.
I did my two good pitches. I'm allowed to have a bit of fun.
You're like a gremlin. Just add booze and look what happens to you.
Oh, dear me.
Oh, God.
Matthew, follow that in the words of Shawn Michaels.
Oh, yeah, no problem. So was
that two no's, was it?
No, it was a no and a yes.
No, I'm giving you a no and a yes. Despite, I can't say no to that, man. It's the stupidest thing I've heard. All right, well, following that's Jericho and Triple H trying to follow Rock Hogan. So my one was similar. It's going to be Big Dom going against Seth Rollins. And I think it'll be a fair fight because it's the street fight rules. The Chunky Monkey will bring weapons with him. Show off that 619 he did to Lesnar. He's got Seth down. So Murphy be forced to run in to help his Lord and Saviour. And then one-eyed Rey Mysterio will come out and somehow there'll be that helping Murphy. He'll either bump into Dom or whatever, or Dom will take his eyes off the prize and then Seth will thwack him. Maybe hit him in the eye and so he's wounded there. And then he'll pin Dominic right in front of his dad as Rey's like, no! And then that will set up...
No!
Yeah! And that will set up then... for the next show, the La Familia tag match, because obviously the build-up is going to be Rey Mysterio having surgery 5 times on his broken heart. And I'll be setting up, finally, Rey and Dom at it against Murphy and Rollins, the final tag match in the series, the final one, and everyone can move on to what they're doing. But it will end with Big Dom getting the pin there. But at first, it's his first match. It would be a bit silly for him to beat Seth Rollins in his first one. But if they'd give it a bit of an out there with the street fight rules, it's all right. And they can redo it at Payback. And that'll be it. The blow off.
Yes. I'll give it a yeah. Go on. There you go. It's a yes from me.
So that's for you. Oh, and then did I mention that it's a 3-man? Murphy gets whatever. Maybe Ace Theory. Maybe not Austin Theory, yeah? But obviously in the corner of Rey and Dominic is the Dadder.
No.
Ladder,
no.
Dad, ladder.
We're not bringing the ladder back.
I want Ross's leg. Shush. Oh. Shush, Jack. You've had your leg. What do you say, Ross?
I say it's a fantastic idea, Matthew.
Yes.
One of the greatest pitches I've ever heard.
Yes.
Right.
There's so much enthusiasm in that thing you just said, Ross.
No, I do. Yeah. Sorry, Jack. Go on.
There's only one pitch left, and it's mine. And unfortunately, because all the big matches were kind of taken, and I wanted to give a bit of, add a bit of spice to the equation, in the words of,
Chris Eubank. Yeah,
Chris Eubank. Just add a little bit
of spice to
that. Yeah, yeah.
Would you like a switchy?
I can't do Chris Eubank. Nelson's here. what was that? I can't even remember where I was now.
Yeah, Chris Eubank.
No, just to add a bit of spice to the mix. I was going to do an undercard match. So I'll do the Street Profits versus Garza and Andrade, but it's not the way to end this video, so I've made it really stupid. So this is my silly one. So basically, this whole match is built, obviously, around a lethal dose of poison, which Zelina Vega administered to Montez Ford, but it wasn't lethal because he survived. So this match is going to be like an inferno match, but all the outside of the ring is like poison or acid. It's acid, effectively. It's acid. And it's proper cartoon, like green or purple acid. Just and there's loads of teasers, of course, of like, whoa. And then let's say we need to pick one from each team. Dawkins falls in the acid. He's gone. And then Garza, he falls in the acid. He's gone as well. Garza. I think I'll go with Garza. And then Ford and Andrade look at each other and they can't go on any longer. They've both lost a friend each to this match. They weep, they embrace, they form a new tag team. And then the rest of the show happens after that, obviously. There's trailers for the next show and all that stuff as they clean up the ringside area. And then just as the last match is finished and Orton and Drew have gone to the back, presumably, two hands burst up through the canvas, charred and skeletal, and it's bloody Angel Garza and Dawkins, and they climb out, and now they're looking for revenge on their old pals. The reason I chose Garza is because he's so pretty, it would be quite good to see him as like a Harvey Dent, Two-Face sort of, you know, vengeful character. And Dawkins, you know, he just needs more of a gimmick. So they're...
There's double standards on this show. Lambasted. At least mine was original. You've just pitched a game of The Floor is Lava there.
Oh, yes. And then yeah. Rutledge is the special guest referee, of course.
What's his full name?
Rutledge Wood.
Wood. Ah, oh, bloody hell.
I love Rutledge. Yeah, The Floor is... Yeah, it is The Floor. And when they fall in, they've obviously got to go, no, like they do on The Floor is Lava.
Plus, what appears to be the script for Tim Burton's Batman. Yeah.
Well,
love it.
Kind of. Have you?
No, I like it, Jack. I like it. Thumbs up. I like the cartoony green toxic waste / poison vats that will be surrounding the ring. I like that. I like the idea of Angel Garza going in because then he can go, no. And then after a few seconds, his pull off tights can like float to the surface. So, okay. Yeah. And they're doing bugger all right now. So you might as well burn them alive in acid. Thumbs up, Jack.
It also happens on The Simpsons, doesn't it? Where Homer thinks he's falling in lava on the Japanese game show, but it's just like orangeade, and he's flying around.
Yes, that does happen.
It burns. When I was a kid, Battling Seizure Robots made me nearly die laughing. It was so... The Battling Seizure Robots was the funniest joke I'd ever seen when I was like 9. Bit insensitive in hindsight, but... Ross?
Yeah, any crossover potential with Rutledge Wood gets a thumbs up from me. Because as we all know, if there's one goal in life, it's to meet... the great Rutledge Wood.
It's the prize. It's the prize of The Floor is Lava. Right, well, on that note, what a way to end it. Thank you, Matthew and Ross, for joining me on this pitch quest. And I hope you're all looking forward to the biggest party of the summer that you're never going to see coming. Ross, which match are you... we know which one you're most looking forward to. Dom and Seth. Matthew?
Yeah, looking at the card again. Yeah, probably Dom Seth, because I have no idea what's going to happen.
Mine's Dom and Seth.
What it's going to look like, yeah.
Yeah, mine's Dom and Seth too. Also quite keen on Adam Cole versus Pat McAfee from the night before. That should be entertaining.
Oh, how good was he last night?
Oh,
Pat.
But Cole was good as well, I think.
Yeah.
He was super badass. Pat McGroin, thanks very much for watching this video, everyone. Leave your thoughts in the comments below, and we will all see you in the aftermath of the biggest party of the summer. Where is it? You'll never know. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Dip this video in acid. Yeah.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.